mornings. Of late, they've been the bane of my existence. It is Stefano, also known as Slandy, here on Audio Boo. It is November 1st, 2012. It is currently 9:30 in the morning. I'm in the car making my way to work. And I have to talk to you about my mornings of late. Basically, my morning consists of waking up at around 6:45 or so, and then going on automatic pilot to make my daughter's lunches. Yes, I know, I should probably make them in the evening before school the next day, so that I don't have to rush around in the morning. However, the snacks and that I put in my daughter's lunches consist of fresh fruit. I cut it up and I put it in small containers. And anyway, various other sorts of things like that. And sometimes it just, I've done it in the past where I've cut up her fruit and put it in the fridge. And it's just not as fresh in the morning. So, because it sat in the fridge overnight and just, you know, there's just something about it. I don't know. Perhaps my daughter's just finicky. So I prefer to cut up her fruit real fresh in the morning, throw it into the container, close it up, put it in her lunch bag. And by the time, she has her snack around 10:30 or so. So maybe, you know, 2 or 3 hours after she gets to school. And by then it's still fresh and it, you know, it tastes good and it's crunchy. And so she likes that. Yeah, I give her also vegetables sometimes and some treats. Then for the actual lunch itself, I often make her either macaroni and cheese or a sandwich. Now, I suppose a sandwich I could make the night before I go, I guess, to sort of help me out. But the problem is not making the lunches, because I'm usually on automatic pilot and everything's fine. I make my coffee and put on the radio sometimes, listen to the news and go ahead and make my daughter's lunch. The problem is my daughter. I think I would have had an easier time, you know, waking up, what was his name, Rumpelstiltskin, who slept, what was it, wasn't it Rumpelstiltskin who slept through his entire life? I don't know, there's a fairy tale that goes like something like that. Anyway, it's just incredible how difficult it is to get my daughter up in the morning. I've tried everything, honestly. You know, I don't know. Yelling at her doesn't work at all because she just yells back. So you know, okay, forget yelling. You know, getting angry in any, you know, sort of way just seems to backfire on me. It backfires on her mother, too. No, I don't mean I yell at her mother to wake up. I mean her mother yelling at her daughter to wake up. That doesn't work. It's just crazy trying to get her up. Sometimes, and the worst part about it is sometimes she completely throws me for a loop. And I'll wake up at, you know, like I said, about 6:45, 7 o'clock. Usually, sometimes I'll listen to the news lying in bed. Then I get up, and sometimes she bounds into the bedroom, dressed, all ready for school. Good morning, Daddy. And then I have to pinch myself, first of all, to figure out if I'm actually awake. And then, okay, have I entered the twilight zone, perhaps? It doesn't happen very often. Especially, it hasn't happened at least for the last 6 months, from my recollection. Not that the summer was all that important, because other than going to summer camp a couple of days out of the week, she could sleep in, and I think that was the problem. Had I woken her up in the mornings on a semi-regular schedule, it wouldn't have been as bad. I think I spoiled her, so maybe in the end it's my fault. But nevertheless, I'm still stuck with a 9-year-old that does not want to wake up in the morning. Usually, you know, I either turn on some music or get something, get some movement in the house, some music, some noise, and usually finally rouses her out of bed, and she grumpily stumbles into the kitchen, growls something at me. I indicate, I point to the box of cereal or to the bag of bagels or to a fruit or to some cheese or whatever it is that I'm offering her for breakfast without uttering a single word. And I usually have to interpret her grunts and her head movements as either being an affirmative, a negative, or she's just falling asleep on the kitchen table. So it's never easy. It's never easy. And to be honest, it's rather tiring. Thankfully, I have a job that has wonderful flexible hours. I've said this before, and R2UK recently did an audio boo about work balance, and she now has a job sharing partner, which means she'll be able to take a couple of days off out of the week, and her hours are going to change a bit, and she's welcoming that. And I know exactly what she means, because had it not been for the wonderful opportunity that was bestowed on me back in July 1st of 2008. Now, I'm going back quite a ways, more than 4 years. My company closed down, which started a whole chain reaction that has put me where I am today in terms of just being very comfortable financially and having a lot of time on my hands. And yes, I wish I could write a book on this and tell everybody how to do this, but to be honest, it just fell in my lap. And perhaps I will elaborate a little further on this in another boo at some point. I will in the month of November, some point. I'm gonna elaborate more on how lucky I have been. Will my luck hold out? Perhaps not. That's neither here nor there. I never take it for granted. That's for sure. I'm very thankful and grateful every day for the job that I have, for my health, sometimes the lack thereof. But it's all in. I'm trying to take it all in stride. It's not always easy. It's a struggle every day. It's a struggle. But I really do want to be thankful and grateful for what I have. But nevertheless, my mornings of late have been horrendous. And I don't know what to do. There really isn't much to do. It's just my daughter and her ways. She takes very much after her aunt, my sister. And I don't think she takes too much after her dad, because I'm a morning person. But then again, I'm also a night hawk, a night owl. I take after my father and my mother. My mother was a night hawk, or a night owl, excuse me. And my father was a morning person, but he would go to bed early. Couldn't stand staying up too late. So, yeah. All right. I'm just going to leave with one last thing this morning as I embark on the highway here and get up to speed and the noise level goes up. I saw a Lamborghini go by me on the boulevard about 6 or 7 minutes back. And just before I started this audio boo, in fact, almost 10 minutes ago. And there was a beautiful white Lamborghini, and I had to roll down the window to listen to this thing go by. It was just, I mean, obviously it's opulent and it's ridiculous. It's really not practical, but what a machine. Anyway, I'll leave you on that. Hope you're all having a fantastic first November of 2012.